And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. President Vladimir Putin warned Wednesday of a drawn-out military intervention in Ukraine more than 9 months into a conflict the Kremlin had hoped would end after a days-long assault on Kyiv. His comments came after Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said fresh Russian strikes on a market and gas station had killed 6 people and wounded several others in the frontline region of Donetsk. Putin said on Wednesday the risk of nuclear war is rising, but instead insisted Russia had not gone mad and its own nuclear arsenal were defensive weapons. Nevertheless, Putin said Russia would defend its territory and its allies, quote, with all available means, adding that it was the United States, not Russia, that had deployed so-called tactical nuclear weapons in other countries. The EU's executive arm on Wednesday proposed imposing sanctions on Russia's armed forces, 3 banks, and scores of officials in the latest salvo from Brussels against the Kremlin's war on Ukraine.
We are proposing to add almost 200 additional individuals and entities to our sanctions list. This includes the Russian armed forces, as well as individual officers and defense industrial companies.
European Commission head Ursula von der Leyen said the bloc would also look to curb supplies of drones to Moscow and take 4 more Russian propaganda channels off the air. Peruvian President Pedro Castillo has dissolved the nation's Congress and called for new legislative elections ahead of a possible 3rd impeachment attempt. This is VOA News. Pakistani investigators say the killing in Kenya of outspoken Pakistani journalist Arshad Sharif was a quote-unquote planned assassination. The investigators released a report about the incident on Wednesday in Islamabad, weeks after the mysterious killing triggered condemnations and calls for an independent probe. Separately, Islamabad police on Wednesday charged 2 Pakistani businessmen living in Kenya who had hosted the journalist in the African country with involvement in the killing. The 50-year-old Sharif was hiding in Kenya to avoid arrest at home on charges of maligning Pakistan's military. Germany's interior minister said a coup plot which led to raids across Germany on Wednesday is reason for concern, but she told reporters in Berlin, quote, the constitutional state is strong. Authorities said the 25 suspects were detained in Germany earlier on Wednesday for allegedly plotting to overthrow the state, subscribed to a mixed bag of conspiracy theories. Germany's federal prosecutor said the group planned to install a new government and several ministry posts were already earmarked, such as that as justice minister, a former member of German Bundestag or Parliament. At least 1 person died on Wednesday and scores were injured in the Bangladesh capital Dhaka as police fired rubber bullets and tear gas at opposition supporters before arresting hundreds, witnesses and police said. Tension has been building this week after the main opposition Bangladesh Nationalist Party called a massive rally on Saturday to force Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to resign. An opposition spokesman claims police fired at around 5,000 opposition supporters who peacefully gathered outside the BNP main office in central Dhaka on Wednesday. An Afghan man convicted of murder was executed in public Wednesday, the Taliban said, the first confirmation of such a sentence since the hardline Islamists returned to power. Last month, the Taliban supreme leader ordered judges to fully enforce aspects of Islamic law that include public execution, stonings, floggings, and the amputation of limbs from thieves. British police said Wednesday they charged a man after an egg was allegedly thrown at King Charles III during a walkabout. Bedfordshire police said a 28-year-old man had been charged with a public order offense. Officers detained the man on Tuesday for allegedly throwing an egg at the new monarch. I'm Joe Ramsey.